This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Listen to me now.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Thank you.
LL.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
LL.
Right.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
All right, Larry.
Your old Uncle Lair knows what kind of people show up at the movies. That's right, people like you.
Hi.
Well, this time, gang, we're all going to play a fun little game. We're going to pretend that we're all civilized human beings.
Hi, Larry.
You know, raised to be good little boys and girls.
Yeah.
Who would never think of smoking or yelling or, in general, making a nuisance of yourself.
Hi, Larry.
So let's all hush our faces, sit back, no smoking, of course, and really enjoy this socially significant movie. But don't forget, I'm going to be in the very last row watching all of you. If you get rowdy, I may have to harm your body. But if you're very, very quiet, I may give you a shiny new dime after the movie if you can find me.
Larry, a smoker? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They ran that before in movies way back, like in 1980.
I really do believe that may be the first time I have ever heard.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
LL, your torturer.
Yep.
Larry Lujak, that may be the very first time, and I can tell you what I hear in that, man.
What's that?
I hear what every great disc jockey has ever had.
Yeah.
He's an angry guy.
Oops. Hold on. Here's some more of him.
Welcome to a special.
Again, this is another one of the movie trailers they did.
LL.
You sit down before the film, and it's Larry Lujak and Tommy Edwards from WLS, and they're talking to the audience.
Very good.
You know, I mean, something that's commonplace now.
We've done it, I think, or we may have only had a slide. We may have only gotten a slide. We may have turned that down. I remember we turned it down.
We may have.
Would you like to do a little thing? And we said no.
No thanks. We love the slide, though.
We like the slide.
Here's the full-length one.
Welcome to a special movie edition of WLS Animal Story, starring your charming and delightful old Uncle Lair and him,
Little Tommy.
Today's animal story is really exciting, Little Tommy.
Yeah, we're going to do some amazing animal tricks.
But not unless the audience follows some simple rules.
Isn't that a bribe, Uncle Lair?
Yeah, Little Tommy, I guess it is. First, no smoking inside the theater. Second, no littering. And third, okay, you promise? On with the show.
I have a drum roll, please?
No talking.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. A chicken out of thin air. Outstanding, Little Tommy.
Thanks, Uncle Lair. Now do your trick.
Little Tommy.
Okay, Little Tommy, we're going to show everyone how they can hypnotize chickens in the privacy of their own home and amaze their friends at parties. First, we calm the chicken down, make him a little drowsy. We stick his head down here and draw a straight line out from his beak, and his eyes concentrate on the line. And when I take my hand away, he will stay there until I wake him up.
Hey, it's some bribe, Uncle Lair.
Right.
We came through with our part of the bargain. Now it's your turn. Remember, you promised to be nice. Until next time, I thank you, Little Tommy thanks you, and
the chicken thanks you.
Wow.
Who's
all right? A little quiet for Super Jock.
Who's Little Tommy?
Okay,
was that the guy he worked with?
Tommy Edwards was a midday DJ. He would come in at 9:45, and when Uncle Lair would tell his stories,
right,
he would go, "Tell me more, Uncle Lair."
Oh,
and whenever there was excrement, they would laugh and laugh and laugh. And Lair wore his cowboy hat, and Little Tommy wore a Davy Crockett hat or moose antlers, Little Tommy.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Did anyone ever comment or did they build on the homosexual subtext of him coming in and calling him Uncle Lair?
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
And, of course, Little Tommy.
No,
Robbie.
They just did it.
So I guess the midday guy saddled in there and was Uncle Larry's bitch for a couple of minutes.
That was a legendary staple of Chicago radio.
Right. 9:45.
Animal Story.
9:45, then you repeat it the next morning at 6:45.
And they were simply stories about animals?
Yeah, it would be like, Little Tommy, this comes to us from Taos, New Mexico. Bobby the coyote ran across the road and was killed by a semi. And then birds came by and pooped on him. Bird poop, little Tommy.
What would little Tommy do when the mention of bird poop came
up? He would laugh like a girl.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, there's one of those on every show.
That's right.
There is.
That's right, little Charlie.
That's right. That's right, Don.
Uncle Lair.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Charlie.
That's little Charlie.
Little Charlie.
Hey, Uncle Don.
Yes, little Charlie.
I'm not doing an effing midday shift.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
All right, here we go. Let's start with our friend the Belcher. Thank you, Larry Lujak, who still has not called me back, incidentally.
710 WOR. Real life. Real people. Real talk radio.
Jerome, White Plains, New York. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good afternoon, gentle persons.
Hey, Jerome.
I was telling your call screener this is about the third time I've heard your show, and I think I'm addicted.
I think we're trying to make you addicted, Jerome.
And forgive me for asking the question, but which one is Helican and which one is White?
I'm Ellis Hennigan.
And I'm Lynn White.
And say hello to Lynn White over here.
Ah, hello, Lynn.
Hey.
Oh, I know who you are, Lynn.
Oh.
Great. Ooh. Yes, I've seen you on the television.
Oh, yeah? She's famous, Jerome.
Hardly. Infamous.
She's famous.
What's your point today, Jerome, our new listener?
Yeah, which one of you resembles Michael Mara's paint more closely, the Helican or the Hennigan?
You lost me there, Jerome.
Is that why you wanted to call, Jerome?
I wanted to call because I've been holding and I was thinking I'd share that.
Very, very funny.
That's
Jerome,
so sweet.
Let's go to Diane, Edison, New Jersey. Hi, Diane.
I always get to follow those calls.
Right.
Diane, clean up that mess, will you?
It's in your karma, my friend. What are you doing wrong?
Thank you. That was the joke.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Shut up! Shut up.
That's funny, right, Holly? It's funny, right? That's Holly Morris laughing, right?
George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, said last night that heaven must have needed a shortstop.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, my God. What was that one?
That's something to accompany. It's a little follow-up piece we like to call.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go.
Right, I've heard that.
Defects of their kind.
Yeah.
Also, weak arms.
Well, that's just gay.
Everybody can suck it.
Right.
Stupid dick!
Uh-huh.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
All right. That's a big ad.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Well, hi, everybody!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome. This is it, as advertised.
Yep.
Don and Mike show Wednesday. Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Super Jock. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. You are on the air.
Yes, it's you, sir. Yep. What can you do for us?
The phones are reset. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, once again, it's you, sir. What can you do for us?
Mike, let me just make sure. Hello.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
There we go. All Don right. and Mike show. Hi there.
Hi. Am I on the radio?
You are.
Man. I'm on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've never been on the radio my whole life. Put me on the radio.
Hundreds of thousands, a bunch of people.
Everybody can suck it. Everybody can suck it.
Hi there.
I just have a question for you.
Everybody can suck it.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody can suck it.
Pardon me?
Everybody can suck it.
What is that?
That's Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
That's the Lady Paris of Hilton.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
Hi. I just want to ask a question about the diet that Mike's on.
Stupid dick!
Now, who was that directed at?
Thank you. That was the joke.
Hi there.
I'm here for any questions you may have.
What's happening, darling?
Go ahead. What's your question?
My love, how may
we
serve you?
I just want to know what the name of it is.
It doesn't have a name.
Okay.
It is the Mike O'Mara diet.
Okay, well, what is
it? I've taken it for my own. I have named it.
Okay.
It is the Mike O'Mara diet.
Okay, well, see, I missed it yesterday. I missed it. So I only heard the last part of it. I heard you could eat.
You'll have to do is go to my website, Mike Watchers.
Okay, what do I do? What
Everybody can suck it.
MikeWatchers.com has all the details you'll need to know. And we have the Mike Watcher line of food products, the Mike Watcher line of cigars, chocolate banjos, and vodka.
And don't forget
I could eat the vodka and the diet, but I don't want the other stuff.
You forgot the pickup truck made of ham.
The pickup truck made of ham and the I Slept with Mike O'Mara tote bag.
And, of course, the chocolate
now
pie.
Now a collector's item.
Yeah. Chocolate pie, a mile wide.
It's delicious.
Okay, so what do I do? Seriously, I want to know this diet. Do I just go to MikeWatcher.com, really?
Mike Watchers. Mike Watchers.
Plural. Mike Watchers.
It's got a very interesting logo, like the Verizon Fios logo.
Stop giving her the funny.
I'm going to go in there because no.
Here's the site.
You're illiterate, too.
Honey, seriously.
If I go on there and not find it.
Do you have a pencil?
Yeah.
Write down www.
Okay.
S-C-A.
F what?
S-C-A.
Okay.
T.
Okay.
Lover.com. That's Mike's diet site.
Get over there now and you get the free MP3 player.
It's Frank C.
Apple. No. Now listen carefully, please.
S like Samuel. C as in
Sam. C as in cat.
Cunning.
Right.
A as in ass.
Uh-huh.
T as in terrific.
Uh-huh.
Before you waste your time, Lover, yes.
Lover.com.
And before you go to the website, I'll save you some time. Can I get your vital statistics, please, before you go to the website?
Okay.
Yeah, how tall and how much do you weigh?
Do I have to say that?
Oh, care? Come on. We all say that. We all say that.
Okay.
We all
share. I'm 5'4" and I weigh, and shut up, everybody. I weigh 135.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
That's too bad.
You're not qualified. You'll have to have a doctor's note.
Don't listen to him. Go to the website, honey.
I can't believe we're on the radio.
Go to the website. You're going to love it.
Okay, I'm going to get to it right now.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Keep in touch.
Wow. Bye. Bye.
Her first time.
Bye-bye. God damn it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Don, how's the new Madden 8?
Ooh.
Hey, are you sleep deprived today?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I noticed it. You do look it. You look like you got a little bit of. You got my eyes.
I got the anus eyes.
And I have these eyes after 12 hours of sleep.
Yeah, no, I was at it like a madman last night, then at it like a madman today.
Cool.
I could bore you with the gamer talk. It's better than the last three or four Maddens.
Better graphic?
Yes, much better graphic.
Good.
And also faster gameplay.
Good.
Better, smarter gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus. Yes, Robbie, hi there. I know that you love talking when I'm excited about talking about something, so jump in.
I was just going to say how funny it was when you were trying to get me off the phone today.
Right, like kind of like now?
A little bit, but there was more urgency to it.
I'm just digging with him.
I love it when you gently F with him.
Uh-huh. I'm digging with him. He did call me today just to shoot the S, and I had paused. I was playing against a listener, and I had paused the game, and you only have 30 seconds.
Right.
And I was like, Rob was doing his whole Larry, like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, hi, I'm fine, doing the voice back. And he's like, so, how are you today? And I said, Rob, my time is limited.
You know? I am playing a game. I'm playing a video game.
He got louder and louder and louder. Mm-hmm. I've got 10 seconds left. No, Larry voice. I gotta go.
Okay, bye bye. Anyway, no, it's fantastic.
It's joy. It's rapture. You'll be playing it for forever.
Oh, God, it finally moves a little quicker.
You got actually online with a person on the web, so that's a big deal, right?
Many listeners,
right?
Many, yeah, sure. Right.
That was
sure.
Stupid. That sounded right. Stupid.
You play online, right?
Right. That's right. I'm just surprised that you dove right into combat with a listener.
Here's the thing: I played it, and I found at least playing at the moron level pro.
once you learn the controls, the new stuff it does, and there's a million new things you can do, like you can isolate on one receiver, and when you come up to the line of scrimmage, it'll tell you if you've got the advantage on someone, if it's, you know, who's not covering who right. I mean, it does all this incredible stuff, and Peyton Manning's got the light bulb that shows he's a smart guy.
You're the Colts again?
Yeah, and some other guys have got like a little tornado thing above them that means that they kick ass, that they're like Tasmanian devils.
You never want to start out as a lowly team, perhaps? Well, why start out with the Super Bowl champions? Wouldn't you like to be have more of a challenge and
start out as one of the
lesser teams in the NFL, say the Washington Redskins?
You know, when I play against people, seriously, a lot of times when you play against someone, you say, you got to be another team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of fun, but I seriously – I'm going to get too into
this.
Can
the Colts play the Colts?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I know the Colts playbook. Anyone who
– like, bro,
shut up.
Was that a real sincere, really? I'm very, very
curious.
No,
it was not.
It was not.
It was 100% absolutely sarcastic in tone.
You're a pleaser. You're a pleaser. You.
No, that's great.
How can you tell apart that we'll have the same color shirts on?
Shut up.
Which is one we're away and one we're home?
Yeah, one has the dark color and one has the light color.
Hey, I got a question for you. I like me a video game once in a while. Would I, if I really like just put, what, half an hour into it, would I get into
it? This one I would really
All the years you've been talking about it, I'd probably love it.
Out of all the Maddens that have come out, I would say that for someone just sitting down, this wouldn't be the one that you'd sit and you'd go, it's moving too fast for me. There are too many options. What button does what? What pulls up what coverage? What mm-hmm. does what? But if you gave it some time, I guess the point I was going to make was I've played as the Colts now for, I think, 4 years, and I know their playbook. And
See, right there. And you're not like even in the elite of the league, right?
No, I suck. Each team has its own playbook. Right. So as you dive in, you see what new plays they've added. You see the ones you like. You make your own playlist, you set your Audible list.
For this year, do they have any blood? Well, you know the kind of video games I like. Do they have any blood?
No, there's no blood.
And do you say video games still? Is video games an antiquated term? No, it's still a video game.
That's a video game. No, there's no, Mike, there's no blood, but it's a great game.
Online gaming.
It's a great game, and then after playing it for a while, this is what always happens. You ask how I ended up online. I play it for about 2 hours, and I go, oh, you know what? I'm not half bad at this game.
I'm ready.
I'm going to see how good I am.
Right.
And I went online and just stunk up the joint.
Well, I'm glad it's not a disappointment. I mean, they put a lot of advertising into it. They put a lot of energy. They send you your free copy. I'm glad you're not bummed out by it.
I love it. It's absolutely the best. It's the best thing that's happened to me all year.
Say what it is. It's the best toy you've ever had.
It is.
There it is.
It's the toy that keeps on giving.
And you're more excited than you were about Guitar Hero.
Oh, that's so yesterday.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I was just making some popcorn.
Awfully early for a visit from Fred Rogers. Right,
hey, Fred.
Sure what, Fred?
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
I'm hungry. Are you hungry, Mike?
Yeah, I was wondering if we could eat a snack. Do you have any snacks? What are you doing there, Fred?
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
That's new.
Anal popcorn.
That's very new. Fred's popcorn.
Oh, hey, Fred, I got to put
you.
Who is this?
Guess who?
I don't understand that one.
I don't understand the voice either.
My name is Richard Roma.
Richard Roma?
D. Ray Morton.
Terrible. You
know, someone's going to have to hip us to who that
can't
is.
Make that,
that
out.
Is. Hold on a moment. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Don or Mike?
Yes.
Both of us.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Peggy again. I just talked to you, and I asked you for the website because I was interested in your diet.
Oh, good. Did you go to the website?
Yes, it's disgusting, gross, and crude. It is nasty.
I just
wanted to know about your diet. And I don't think
honey, that's how you
nice
lose the
you
weight.
To say that.
You're not hungry anymore, are you?
No, and I don't think that was nice.
That's how Mike lost all his weight.
That'll curb your appetite for your life.
I know. Well, I don't think it's nice. All I wanted to know is your diet.
I'm not giving the details.
That is the diet, honey.
There's no name for it.
Scat lover.
That was not steak. That was not grapefruit. That was none of the above.
Yes, it was when it comes out.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was.
You're funny.
Get out of here.
Bye!
That lady was very funny. I like the wounded. That's not nice.
I love the fact she went to scatlover.com.
How often do we really get a follow-up call from
never.
That?
Never. That's
never fantastic.
Mike. Never.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Uncle Buzz.
Hi there.
Hey, hello. A follow-up from yesterday's show.
Yeah.
If you call that tool's phone number today, you know, the guy who said that horrible joke?
Right. Yeah.
You'll get a message that says, the number's been disconnected.
Yay.
And now is an unlisted phone number.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Way to go, guys. Hey, one last thing before I go. This guy walks into a bar one day and says,
No, stop it.
Bye.
Stop it, please. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. I love you guys' show. Jeff
Thank
in
you.
Reno here.
Yes, hi, Jeff. Hi, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Good.
Hey, friend.
Hey, I wanted to say that I play this piece like 62, and the game Fear is pretty cool for a shooter game, Mike.
I have it, actually. I have it, but I haven't put it in yet.
Fear.
Oh, I love that thing, man. That's going to be
in
there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Oh, no.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I just said something they're going to make into a tape.
Bye-bye.
I haven't put it in yet.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that second voice was Richard Roma. That's Al Pacino's character in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, God.
Really? ABC Always Be Closing?
That's a little
that's
obscure.
That's Alec Baldwin.
Well, I love the movie.
The movie was great, but, you know, it was distorted. And
sorry I didn't pick up on that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Kim from Spokane.
Hi there, Kim.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
The website is scatlover.com.
Yes, everybody's clamoring for the new diet.
I bet they are. No thank you on the diet, but I wanted to know when you're going to play the game Don't Call Me Ass.
I don't know, ass.
It's been a long time since we played it, to the best of my knowledge, ass.
I know. I think we're due.
Don't we generally do it at like a drive-through window, ass?
Yes, ass.
Do you enjoy the game, ass?
Oh, I love it, ass.
She's really making it loud,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You're like saying, I love it, ass.
It's got to be just a little more on the down low at the end. It's like, that's right, ass.
Because if you do what this is you can use this in everyday conversation with someone that you're frustrated with. Like, say you're at a particular window and they're giving you a hard time with some sort of bureaucratic situation. You go, look, I filled out the paperwork to the best of my ability, ass, and I really want to make sure that this goes through today. Is there any way you could help me, ass?
Give it a try. Oh.
See?
Oh, see? I'm getting it now.
Yeah, well, try it. Try it. Let's hear you try it.
Okay. Give it a try, ass.
Okay, I really appreciate the advice that you were giving me, ass.
No,
too pronounced.
No, it's too difficult for you.
What you have to do is just kind of throw it in as almost an afterthought, ass.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you get it now, ass?
I think I get it. I think I'm starting to get it now.
That's good. Well, you know, I think you'll be able to practice a little bit, stupid ass.
Oh, I'm most definitely going to have to practice, ass.
No, there's too much of a pause.
You know, I appreciate it. You want to get. Let's work on it.
I am really going to have to practice at this. Yeah.
Too much separation now. Run them together.
It just kind of trails off when you're saying like somebody. Yeah, that's you're a really good call, ass.
Oh, thank you, ass.
No. It's too. You'd never get away with it. You have to do it in such a way that you'd want to get away with it, ass.
Oh, I see.
Don't you understand? It almost becomes the last syllable of the word, ass.
Oh, I see what you're saying now, ass.
Like, for example,
there you go.
You're dealing with a difficult.
Is that a good one?
You're dealing with a difficult phone solicitor. You say, "I'm eating dinner right now. I can't talk to you, but send me an email, ass."
Yeah, could you call me later, ass?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or like that.
All right, keep working on it.
Yeah. Keep practicing.
All right. I'm going to keep trying.
Thank you.
But
all
play
right.
the game for me, will you?
Right. Okay, stupid ass.
Okay. Thanks a lot, ass.
Thank you.
Bye.
She got good right at the end. It was fun. Oh,
we love our female listeners.
We do. We cherish them, Don.
We
cherish every individual one of them.
We put them up on a pedestal and we upskirt them.
Each one is a prize.
That's right. Don and I both have tiny little cameras on our tops of our shoes.
What are you doing?
Upskirting, what are you doing?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.